Hey friend, it's that time again where we are opening up the next session of the Faith Fueled Mastermind for Women. So excited. This has been such an incredible program for the last 8 months, and we're just growing. And so if you are an ambitious faith-fueled woman who just wants to go deeper in your faith, activate your faith in a new way, renew your mind with Christ so you can live a purpose-fueled life, partnering up with God every single day, then this is for you. We are a tight-knit community of women, and we are growing in the Lord and growing together as a community. Make sure you head over to my brand new website. If you haven't heard yet, it's addictedtothclimb.com. We just transferred about a week ago to that. So if you have been using kellytyan.com and it's not coming up, we are now addictedtothclimb.com, where you can find all the things that I have for you. My community, my prayer community, some great resources so you can activate your faith. All the goods are right inside that website. If you are looking for a speaker who wants to bring empowerment to your people, I'm here for it. So head over to addictedtothclimb.com for all the things and the mastermind that is starting in April. I would love to get your application and have a conversation with you to see if this would be a great fit for you. Let's go deeper in your faith. Let's elevate our lives together. That's what God wants. We have to keep climbing. So thanks for tuning in today. Enjoy this episode, and I'll catch you at the next one. Welcome to Addicted to the Climb. I am your host, Kelly Tyan. As a faith-fueled health and transformation coach, author, and breast cancer survivor, my mission is to provide you with the wisdom, the tools, and all the success tips that I've learned along my own journey in health, fitness, faith, and personal development. Plus, you'll hear some incredible and inspiring conversations that will motivate you and empower you to keep on climbing no matter what you're going through. Let's buckle up to start a brand new climb together and start showing up differently as we work our way to the top. Right now, this is your time to take in all the positivity and all the blessings that God has for you. So let's get started. Hey guys, did you know that I have a live show on LinkedIn every single Tuesday at 11:15 Eastern? Jump on my page. I co-host with my friend Miranda, and this episode is our recent conversation. I know it's going to ignite so much faith in you and so much belief in yourself. You are going to love this. That's why I'm sharing it here on the podcast today. I didn't want you to miss out. So make sure if you're not following me on LinkedIn, it's just my name, Kelly Tyan. Meet me over there. There's so many things that I do on LinkedIn, interactive community. It's just amazing. And I really feel that this conversation is just going to bless you to start climbing even higher than you ever thought you could.
Good morning. Hello, hello. What's going on?
What's up,
LinkedIn friends? We're so excited to be here for another fantastic 15 minutes of faith. Although I am 2 minutes late. I do apologize.
It's okay. We're fired up. We're fired up with our
for hydration.
Yes. It's all about hydrating.
Listen, I think that's the quietest we've ever been, like taking sips together.
That was so funny. I love it.
So obviously everyone who's watching, hello, we love you. Thank you for coming. Like say hello in the comments. I'll actually get on my phone so I can see who's here and I can comment. I'd love to know what's happening in your world today, because today Kelly and I want to talk about one main thing, but a couple little things. I often, like, obviously we all follow Kelly's content. She's amazing. She always talks about Jesus. Today she had us all fired up. You'll know what I mean if you read it. If not, go check it out. But I wanted to continue her conversation and add it to what's been happening in my world, as well as a few of the clients that I've been working with. And I feel like it was like a continuation, like what was happening. I was looking up verses to kind of align with what's going on in our world. And then now we're looking up verses to what's going on in your world. And I think the overarching message is there's a verse and a message and a solution for everything in the Bible.
Yeah. Crazy. For everything.
Everything.
You don't have to worry about any of it. You Google, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Yeah. Give me a Bible verse to calm me down. Like whatever. It's so crazy. And you will find that peace, which is so unbelievable. And last night I had my coaching for my girls inside my mastermind, and we were talking about enduring. A lot of, enduring through it all. And that goes along with my message today that I will not settle. I'm going to endure through the pain, through the hardship. You know what the definition of endure is? The definition is the power to withstand pain, the power to withstand suffering, the power to withstand hardships. So when I said I will not settle, I don't want to settle for anything that's less than what God has for me, first of all. And that means I have to endure through hard things. And
a little bit of mud.
A little bit of mud and stickiness.
It's so true. And that what we're enduring, painful, whether it be physical pain or emotional, spiritual, mental, like there are so many different ways it shows up in our life. And for me and another woman I was talking to the other day, we found ourselves in the comparison trap. And we are like, what? We are awesome. What is happening? And it's odd for me because I rarely compare myself to others because I'm clearly unique.
clearly.
But even in my advanced state of awesomeness, I'm human. I'm freaking human. Weird.
Like that's the thing that we can't forget.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to be perfect. It's so crazy, but it's okay to compare yourself. That's healthy to an extent.
I think,
you know, comparing meaning, wow, the way I look at it, I flipped that script only recently, maybe in the last 2 years, because
I think it's because we're leveling up. I think that's what happens. The whole new level, new devil. Yes. I'm not a fan of that saying, but I understand. It's true. I understand.
Yes.
And it's been crazy in my world with my awakening, losing my brothers, all the things that go with writing the book. Finally, like so many things, the higher I climb, because I'm now addicted, the more I don't feel people pulling me down, but I feel like it's harder to like hold on to the rings, you know, like because I'm confident, so I climb, something cool happens, climb, maybe I fall down one or two,
right?
And it's quicker to get back up. So like my comparisonitis, whatever just happened, for about 27 minutes, and then I bounced out of it because my first thought, besides venting to my husband, where he's like, oh boy, what do I do with this?
Right, like they don't know.
And he's like, what does God say? And I'm like, good answer.
So
like you said, Google. I literally Googled, what does the Bible say about comparison? Like I didn't have time to go through my Bible and start looking, like put my hands over it and hope that the page opens.
Yes.
But I Googled, what does the Bible say about comparison? And Galatians came up. It was like the first thing. And it talked about literally not comparing. Let me look on my phone because I screenshot it. Cause I was like, oh, this is kind of perfect. It says, this is Galatians 6:4. And it goes through 10. I won't read the whole thing, but it says, don't compare yourself with others. Boom. Don't do it. Just look at your own work to see if you have done anything to be proud of. Clearly, check that box. You must each accept the responsibilities that are yours. And it pretty much goes into saying, like, God's got a plan for you and it's not theirs, right? Like, whether it's timing, whether it's like strategy, whatever the thing is, I was like, all right, like, thank you for putting me back in my place, because as you know, cool as I think like what's happening around me is, other people have written a book. So of course I'm going to be like a year behind them, who have already marketed, sold, already on stage is speaking about it. And then there's people who are just thinking it's time to write a book, and I could probably lift them up. So for me, I had to, like you said, flip it. And then it goes into like being grateful.
Yeah.
So as I continue to read and look for more verses about different, you know, I think like James 3 had something really good. And I remember thinking like, instead of being jealous, because let's be honest, I'm not avoidant to admitting what it actually is, like being jealous of their success. Yes. I can say, I'm so grateful for their success because it means I can have it too.
That's it. And that's exactly what I did a couple of short years ago to flip that script in my own head, instead of saying, I hang around with a lot of superstars. And so I got a lot of very powerful women in my circle. Yeah. And you know what? But they've been my best friends for years and years.
Yeah.
They're at the top of their games. But I could sit back and say, oh, not like them, blah, 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 and tell myself these sad sob stories to keep myself playing small. Instead, that's my fuel. And this is what I flipped the script about a couple of years ago, saying, wait a minute, if they're doing it, oh my gosh, it means it's available for me. So like, why do we do that? That let that be the fuel to ignite something new inside you so you can run with what God gave you as the skills and your own unique giftings. Run with those. Don't try to run with anyone else's. You will not go far. You will stumble and fall and never.
Yeah. I've never been a runner anyway.
No. Don't do it. Do not do it. Like in my post today, I actually wrote, I am committed to God. I'm reading it right from my post. I am committed to God's timing no matter what. Mm. And I'm going to endure through that because I've learned the hard way that he's always on time and I tend to run late.
Legit.
You know, and I mean that in a metaphor, you know, like not in a real, I'm not a late person, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I am.
Sometimes. But what I really mean is that's really what it's about. It's about not settling, enduring. Don't compare yourself because this is your race. You get one shot and it's yours. Take it. Take it and run 100%. With what you got. And in the book of Galatians, also, if you keep going a little further, is the fruit of the Spirit. Those are what those are our giftings. That's what God gave us. Like those we own. And we should reread those and remind ourselves of those every single day. Like, oh my gosh, I do have patience inside me. He gave that to me. I do have kindness. Yeah. Like I can be kind.
It's funny too, because like I find myself, so as, especially when it's in my field, right? So think about what we do. Whoever's watching, there's a bunch of you here. So hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys. So excited you're here.
Do you ever find yourself in comparison? Like it's not imposter syndrome. I don't feel like I'm an imposter. I know I'm fabulous. Not often, but more so the levels I climb, I'm finding myself comparing myself to others who have been there a little bit longer than me, as opposed to using it as motivation. So that's a little of what we're talking about today, but mostly about the fact that there's a verse for everything.
There is.
So for me too, like when I'm reading through all of this, it's almost like, you know what? I am human. I got to give myself a little grace. I'm exactly where I need to be at this time. And I often want, and it's funny too, because I've done this in the past. And what I usually do is lean in to the gratitude side of things and even send them a note like, hey, I've been thinking about you, or I saw you pop up on LinkedIn. I saw you're like crushing it in whatever they're doing, writing a book, speaking, whatever. I just wanted to let you know I see you. And I think you're doing wonderful things. Like, how can I support you if at all? And that is more of who I am than, you know, stomping my feet because somebody happens to get a little bit more than I do, or somebody took the stage that I thought was meant for me. Maybe that wasn't meant for me.
Right.
You know, sometimes we're knocking on doors that just not meant for us. And God is like, girl, I closed that door. What are you doing? Why do you keep knocking?
And that's when we act like crybabies sometimes.
Sometimes
we do it. Right. I mean, I've been a crybaby a lot. I mean, like, let's be real. This is a real show. I mean, so I used to stomp my feet and cry and pout.
What was me?
Why am I not as good enough? Listen, this is what I told my mastermind last night. You know what I did? I actually did this. I went, this is time to go like this. I'm done. I'm all done. I'm not settling anymore for my own stupid thoughts, for my own limited thinking. And I'm going to go like this and wash my hands. And that's why that today fired up post is, I speak life into my own self. And this is a message for me too, you guys. Like what I write is therapy for me too.
Seriously. Just
for me speaking, I will not settle. I have to keep saying that over and over. That's why I call these things a mantra, because it's a saying that you put on repeat until you actually believe it. You might not believe in the fact that you know, maybe you're settling, but if you don't want to settle anymore and you don't want to play small anymore, these are things you have to put on repeat. So you get better, you grow, you can step out of that comfort and say, I'm not going to settle. No, I'm not going to settle. Yeah. I'm not going to settle. I'm going to set boundaries today. I'm going to say no to the things that really I don't want to do, but I've been doing them because I feel obligated. Well, why? Why? So it's time to wash your hands. Pick up your pants, pull your big girl pants on, say, I will not settle. Look up the Bible verses that you need to encourage you in that thing. Because like Miranda said, there's a Bible verse for everything. And then you're on your way.
Oh, I love that. So what have you been looking up these days? Is it about never settling? Is it about getting fired up? Or what's happening in your world?
Well, this morning was all about the word focus. So, and it was just about helping me focus more on what I really, you know, for me, sometimes I'm sure all of you can relate. Mm-hmm. You get that, you know, squirrel brain thing going and you try to do like a squirrel and you're running around like, and I'm doing all, then I stop and I say, wait a minute, is any of that making me money? Is any of that, or is any of that getting me closer to my goal? Like I have to refocus every single day, because sometimes my head, I start doing things that aren't really adding to what I'm trying to do here to help me accomplish my goals. So that for me is what I'm working on, not only today, but I need to refocus myself right now. I mean, it's mid-February and you know, we're still in the beginning of the year. I don't want to let time slip away, wake up in April and still say I need to refocus. No, I'm doing it.
Well, you know what? Like, readjusting our focus throughout the year is actually really awesome. However, if it's like you're not focused and you need to readjust, that's where the problem. Like you're right. This is still Q1, and I don't know what you guys do for careers, but maybe, you know, you work in quarters, maybe you don't. Everybody's different. But if you're just aimlessly, like for me, it's very LinkedIn, very, you know, life coachy and personal branding. So if I'm just writing about, you know, just random stuff on LinkedIn and it's not focused on whatever my goals happen to be, elevating our presence on the platform, then I'm just wasting your time and mine. It may be really cool content, but what's it got to do with the price of bananas in China? Is that like the same?
That is a great point, Miranda. Right. If, you know, you have a job to do, you're here for a reason, not to, you know, have that squirrel brain and post a recipe one day and then a talk of the next day. And then, oh, I'm a life coach. And then I do that. No. Like that's what we're here to do. So showing up on LinkedIn is part of our business plan.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, you guys. We're
here. It is our business plan because we have a business. But if it's our highest plan is to share the word of God everywhere we are and to be an example, right? We're not experts, but we are 100% an example. Then why are we wasting sharing recipes? I mean, I'm just saying, unless it's like fueling your body, you know, because it's all made from the earth.
It's a pillar, It's a pillar of health can be part of our coaching, which it is. But that's exactly right. Focus. It goes back to what are you focusing on right now? Is it leading you toward, or is it pulling you away? And that's what we all need to ask ourselves every quarter, every month, once a month. You know, refocus, get back to what you said you would do, whether it's in your workouts, your health, your career, you know, leveling up in your personal development, your faith. I mean, listen, there's a lot of things we got going on over here, right?
We're busy people.
But it's, you know, that's the thing is my focus is helping women go higher in their faith, activate their self-worth. And that's what I do. So my messaging should be all around that.
100%.
That's really, you know, so I'm refocusing. Yeah. You are too. And you're awesome.
This happens all the time. This isn't like abnormal that someone needs to refocus. It's funny too that you said squirrel, because I think an episode of my podcast is called Squirrel.
Squirrel
I'm going to put it in the comments. It's about owning your focus. because we often get distracted. So I may need to take my own advice and listen to my own podcast for a second and remember what I said, because I think too, a long time ago, an old mentor said to me, like, what gets attention gets done, or what gets measured gets done. Like, there's a lot of phrases and, and motivational saying where energy goes, attention flows, you know, stuff like that, or, you know, flip that. There's a lot of that because people have realized it's true. And where are you focused? For us, like, we're always focused on faith. I think that's not a question.
Right.
I think, though, when something else comes in our mind and we let that consume us longer than our prayer, that's where the problem becomes. So for me today, I realized, A, that the answer is always in the Bible. I know that. However, experiencing it in real time is just always so cool. Yeah. And it's in the Bible. I'll find it. God can answer every single question. If it's a question, there's an answer. That's kind of like what I've learned in the last couple of months. If you're asking the right questions, you'll get exactly what you need. And if the fact that there is a question means there's a solution or an answer, and your first look should be the Bible.
Okay. So speaking about that, I have a Bible verse for you that's in my book, The One Prayer.
I love it.
Yes, because I obviously received my book first, but I am on week three of my book, and you'll see how it goes. It's in weeks. But anyway, week two was last week for me.
Yeah.
And I want to read you this verse. Because
I love that you're doing your own book.
I know. Well, this is one of my favorite verses that goes along with this, what you were just saying.
Yeah.
And it's Jeremiah 33:3. This should be imprinted on your hearts, you guys. Like, this is such a high powered verse for me. It speaks volumes over your life, and everything you need to know is right here. Ready? You ready? Yeah. Call to me and I will answer you and will tell great and hidden things that you have not known. I mean,
easy, that,
right? I mean, there's your answer. Call to him first. Yeah. Don't consume. You were talking about when you get distracted and consuming. I mean, I have a podcast called Deciding Your Distractions. We get to decide what distracts us, right?
Right.
We do. And we let a lot of things distract us. But that verse is just call to him.
Yeah.
He will tell you unsearchable things that aren't even known to you yet. Mm-hmm. But he will give you your answers. He will help you get back on track. He will bring you back to your focus. All the things.
I love it. You can't Google some of that stuff, friends. Like, you can't Google certain answers, because sometimes when you read the Bible, the answers come to you through the Holy Spirit, through the word you're reading. You and I can read the same exact page and get something different from it. And I think that's the coolest part of the Bible. Yeah.
That's cool. Let's end on that, because fired up. I'm not settling. I'm fired up. I'm going to decide my distractions and I'm going to get focused, people.
Do it. Boom.
Boom.
I love it. Oh, friends. So good. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of 15 Minutes of Faith, Kelly and Miranda. Be sure to let us know how we can pray for you, whether in the comments or through our DMs. Make sure you're following both of us next week. Same time, different place. We'll be on Kelly's page next week. Join us for another fantastic conversation. And until next week, stay faithful.
Stay faithful. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for being here every week, because my goal is to always empower and inspire you so you can keep on climbing, even when life gets tough. If you felt blessed today, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And one of the ways you can help me is if you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review. This is really how I can help more people just like you. You can do this right on your podcast app on your phone. It's super easy. It will only take 1 minute. Also, if you want to be part of my private community on Facebook, head over there to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, and I'll meet you inside. Or you can even head over to my website, kellytyan.com, to get more inspiration and resources to keep you on your own climb. Thank you again, and have a healthy and happy week.